But first, it's been a big couple of days for Australian politics, with Scott Morrison unveiling his new cabinet on Sunday and Anthony Albanese being confirmed as Labor's new leader after running unopposed. A record number of 7 women have been promoted to the Prime Minister's new look cabinet, but one of the appointees that seems to be trending right now on social media is Tasmanian Senator Richard Colbeck, who's picked up the youth, aged care and sports portfolios. At 61 years of age, some students are questioning the decision to appoint the sexagenarian as the first youth minister since the portfolio was scrapped under former Prime Minister Tony Abbott. Dominic Giannini has more.
On Sunday, Prime Minister Scott Morrison unveiled his new cabinet, who are set to be sworn in on Wednesday. Mr. Morrison has promoted a record number of 7 women, who now make up 30% of his cabinet, with their representation dropping to 25% when the outer ministry is included. Most senior ministers have retained their roles, with Josh Frydenberg remaining as Treasurer, Peter Dutton retaining his role as Home Affairs Minister, Matthias Cormann in Finance, Greg Hunt in Health, and Maurice Payne reprising her role as Minister for Foreign Affairs. Perhaps two of the most publicised changes are Susan Lee taking over as Environmental Minister from Melissa Price, whom Mr. Morrison said would retain her role on the campaign trail, but has now said she requested a new challenge in another portfolio. 61-year-old Tasmanian Senator Richard Colbeck has been given the Youth Affairs, Aged Care and Sports portfolio, which has raised some eyebrows amongst young people. The Ministry for Youth Affairs was introduced by former Prime Minister Malcolm Fraser in 1978, and Mr. Colbeck will be the first person to hold the role since the ministry was axed by former PM Tony Abbott in 2013. Speaking to The Wire, some students were less than pleased at having a sexagenarian represent them in Parliament.
I think it's really dumb, because how is a 61-year-old that's focused on looking after aged care, to look after what young people want?
I think that we need to get youth ministers who actually are our age in order to represent us. It would be great for a youth minister to actually have lived the experiences of the youth.
I think it would help to have a younger youth minister, but in saying that, it doesn't necessarily mean how well they'll do. The age of someone isn't necessarily indicative of how well they'll do in that portfolio.
However, most agree that age isn't necessarily a benchmark for quality. Speaking to The Wire, Senate Alliance member for Mayo, Rebecca Sharkey, who has been calling for a youth minister since being elected to Parliament in 2016, says that age isn't necessarily a prerequisite to becoming a successful minister.
I don't think it's an issue, the age of the actual minister. I mean, if that was so, if they needed to be a young person, I think you'd be having a pretty hard time finding one in the Parliament. But it is really important that they are connected with young people. It would be really important for the minister to also be holding forums right across the country with young people. It's important that we capture all young people. There are a lot of older people in the Parliament, but that doesn't mean I think that they can't properly represent young people. They just need to have the door open and be a good conduit and use their ears.
Ms. Sharkey insists that regardless of age, the new minister will have to tackle issues that strike at the heart of youth concerns.
We know underemployment is a big issue, and many young people are holding down multiple jobs in order to make ends meet. I think it's also important that young people have a voice in their minister, and what I find with young people in my community is that the environment is critical to them. So I think it's going to be really important that not only that minister addresses issues that affect young people, but takes to the Parliament and to the Prime Minister the issues that young people are deeply concerned about.
Chairperson for the Australian Youth Affairs Coalition, Katie Atchison, shares Ms. Sharkey's view that age isn't necessarily important, and that rather Australia's youth need a representative that is genuinely interested in standing up for their interests in Parliament.
We're really excited that there's finally a Minister for Youth after 5 years of not having anything. So we're ecstatic that finally what this means is the government is prioritising young people and seeing the importance of Australian youth in government affairs. Young people respond to genuineness. They respond to people being true to who they are and to people who engage with them honestly. It's going to be great to see Minister Colbeck talking to young people. Hopefully AAC will be able to help him connect with young people around Australia so that he can hear about what it's really like to be a young person, because I think for quite a while now we've seen government making decisions about young people's lives and not actually involving them in those decisions.
However, Greens Senator for Western Australia Jordan Steele-John says the portfolio never should have been scrapped in the first place and that funding for Australian youth affairs needs to be restored.
I think it was a disastrous decision to scrap the portfolio in 2014. And I've been, you know, right alongside the sector in calling not only for the reinstatement of the ministerial position, but also for the returning of funding to the national youth peak body, which I hope is something which the minister decides to champion. It's just not okay that, given these challenges, we don't have that money, and the funding ask of $600,000 to be returned to them is not a lot. In government terms, it's really quite small.
Jordan Steele-John, Greens Senator for Western Australia, ending that report by Dominic Giannini.